This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Globally, more than 252,000 people have died from COVID-19, and there are more than 3.6 million confirmed cases. In the United States, approximately 70,000 people have died, and there are more than 1.2 million confirmed cases. Italy started stirring Monday, with millions of people allowed to return to work as Europe's longest coronavirus lockdown began to ease, while the U.S. took halting steps to lift some restrictions, even as tens of thousands of new cases were reported each day. In Washington, the U.S. Senate was convening for the first time since March, while dozens of people in Florida were waiting before sunrise for the 7 a.m. opening of the Clearwater Beach. In South Dakota, a shuttered pork processing plant took its first steps toward reopening after more than 800 employees were infected with coronavirus. Louisiana lawmakers were also restarting their legislature, even as they feuded over whether they should return at all. U.S. regulators are revising a policy that has allowed coronavirus blood tests to reach the U.S. market without first providing proof that they worked. The move Monday by the Food and Drug Administration follows criticism that the lack of oversight created a wild west of unregulated tests. Under the new policy, companies with test kits for sale will be required to submit information on their test accuracy within 10 days. The blood tests are designed to show who has had a coronavirus infection in the past and may have some immunity. Most use a fingerprint of blood during a test strip. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News.